Do a song, kind of slow song. You'll notice a trend in our songwriting.
It's not that slow.
It's not that slow, but it's still kind of slow. And this is called Don't Leave Me Here. And this is about Keggy's grandma.
dolphin. Country radio from the bedroom, crackling low. On her hands and cracks and wrinkles are back to the places she knows, and it's magical.
So has anybody ever been through Charlottesville, Virginia? Charlottesville? Yeah, all right. One person raises their hand. It's not that embarrassing of a place to be. You know, Charlottesville, famous for Thomas Jefferson, Monticello, the Dave Matthews Band. We're real proud of him.
Let's do Wed on the Old St. Sullivan.
All right. Well, Virginia is very rich in bluegrass and old-time music, and we certainly like to have that in our sets as well. So we're going to do a Carter Family tune. Carter Family come from Southwest Virginia, and this song is called Away Out on the Old St. Sabbath.
This song. I was going to do Tessa Town.
Oh, okay, that sounds good.
This is my beautiful wife, Laura Warman. A couple weeks ago, I came home. Laura was sick that night. I think I had gone out to a party or something. And I came back and she was singing this song that we're about to play right now. And I was like, what is that? What is that song? Who wrote that? And she was like, oh, that's one of my songs. I've been working on it. And I was just so happy. I was like, wow, great, new song to play. And this is the first song that she's ever written, like, totally on her own. So I was really, really psyched to get to learn it, and we're psyched to play it. And she says it's about our marriage. It's called The Test of Time.
And the reason it's called The Test of Time is, you know, there's all sorts of ups and downs in relationships, and we certainly have had our fair share. But we did our first tour this summer for 6 weeks, and 8,000 miles later, we're still together. And I have called it our Don't Get Divorced tour, since it was in our first year of marriage. And we successfully have made it out. So, hopefully enough, Test of Time. Here we go.
Are you ready,
Mikey? I think
so.
One, two, three.
Country sound, like Kitty Wells, Honky Tonk Angel kind of thing. One guy came up to me and he said, Hank Williams always said it's not a country song if there isn't any yodeling in it, so that was my attempt. So, we had the great fortune of playing on a really wonderful radio program called A Prairie Home Companion about a year and a half ago. And it's been a year and a half, and it's still kind of fresh in my mind because it sort of put us on the track that we're on right now. We were teachers up until June, and so now we're full-time musicians. Still trying, seeing how it's going. And it's going really well. But anyway, this was one of the songs we'd had written at the time, and it's called Without Tears. That we actually played on the radio. That's what I was trying to get at.
It's a good story.
Thanks, honey. Why don't you talk more?
All right.
I would do even worse.
One, two, three, one, two.
Okay, I can play this song.
One, two, three, one, two.
Excited to see and hear Dr. Gasp. It seems like every town we've been in the past 2 weeks, we've seen posters for Dr. Gasp. So we actually got to meet him this afternoon in Burlington. He was like, "You guys are the Honey Dewdrops," and we were like, "You're Dr. Gasp." We knew all about each other, even though we never ever crossed paths before until tonight.
When you start seeing each other's posters everywhere, that means you're doing something right. Got to get the word out there.
So he's going to come up, I guess he's going to play at like 9:30 or 10, something like that. Cool. It's gonna be a lot of fun. Alright, I guess it's my turn to choose, isn't it?
Yes. While he's picking, we have some lovely merchandise up here, local to Virginia, of course. We have our CD, which was all recorded live, so it's like you're sitting right there listening to us. Every song was played about 30 or 40 times to get it absolutely perfect for you. And it was recorded in our barn. We were living in a barn this winter, and so it was in our living room, and, you know, it's just us, but we did send it out to get mastered, so it's not a piece of crap, totally. And then we have some lovely t-shirts that are organic cotton, and they were silk screened by a friend of ours. They have a lovely gramophone spitting out Virginia flowers, and it says the honeydew drops. And we're doing a deal tonight if you get the two of them with $30. So please help us get back to Virginia and support
one time
the honeydew
only.
Drops.
It's a good deal.
So what did you decide on?
Do you know where to stand? We'll do another song that we wrote. It's called Nowhere to Stand.
One, two, three, four. Year about this time, maybe we bought a record in a store that probably stayed in our player for months on end, and it was the record that Alison Krauss and Robert Plant did together called Raising Sand. And what happens is when you get stuck on a record, you eventually get stuck on a song, and you feel like you got to try and play it. So we're gonna do a song called Killing the Blues. which I've also heard a John Prine version of that's pretty rockin'. Ours is pretty slow.
Yeah, everybody says I need to be wearing much tighter pants to play this song. But this is as good as I can do.
They're not tight enough, honey. I need, like, long, curly hair.
Sure.
How did Robert Plant get away with that? And he's, like, in his 50s or 60s?
Oh,
still
man.
Wearing tight pants?
They're not as tight as they used to be.
That's true.
Okay.
Leaves will fall just like it.
So does anybody know what the difference is between a snowman and a snowwoman? snowballs. I just learned that joke. There's more where that came from.
Sorry, sorry.
You got it. End of the set.
Yeah.
Just stay right there, then. That's fine. Be like that. Yeah, that's fine. We're going to do a bluegrass song that we wrote. We listen to a lot of bluegrass, love a lot of bluegrass, get to see and hear a lot of bluegrass, and we decided to write our own bluegrass kind of a tune. We haven't ever really played bluegrass yet, but we're going to play it. We're going to keep trying until we actually do. This song comes from a Langston Hughes novel called Not Without Laughter, and I think I was originally drawn to it because on like the first page of the book, it talks about this guy is like playing guitar, so I was like, alright, excellent, this is great. And the story is really kind of a nice, heartfelt story about a family where the dad just can't seem to stick around. And that seems like a timeless theme, timeless topic. So this song is about that, Wandering Boy.
Keggy's kind of ADD about guitars and instruments. Sort of like wherever they are, he tends to gravitate. So that's not a bad thing. I'm still married to you. I love to hear his guitar singing.
Whatever you're into.
I'm in this key. Let's do that. This might be the low point of the set. it's a lovely song. I like the song, but it is a rather sad song. We have another one too, but anyway, this is called Petals, and this is actually about my grandmother. And she battled Alzheimer's for a pretty long time and passed away last November. And so we wrote a song about it. To a bluegrass song. many of you are familiar with that genre of music. You'll know that Bill Monroe is a very big name, and we're going to do one of his songs that's called Can't You Hear Me Calling. This is to take your mind off of that last song.
It's funny, a couple weeks ago we got to, we were in a group of musicians for about a weekend. And we were kind of sitting in a circle sharing some of our songs, and there was a singer-songwriter that's going to school in Berkeley down in Boston now. Her name is Liz Longley, And if you haven't heard of her, you probably will. She's won all kinds of awards at Berkeley, and she's traveling and opening for people like Livingston Taylor. And she had a song that she wrote about her grandmother dying from Alzheimer's. So then we had to play our song, and it was a weird little song swap. Like, how sad can it possibly get?
But, it started to be a contest of how sad it could possibly get.
Yeah, it was interesting.
This is us making light of it. All right. Take a break. Okay. Or do we?
No, that's fine. No, we can keep playing. That's great.
Hope that's okay.
Oh my God, I'm sorry.
Unless, I don't know, is it better if we take a break or just keep going? Keep going.
That's what we're doing.
I thought so. You guys seemed like you were doing all right.
Let's do all.
Oh, good. Alright.
This is a rather new song for us that we just wrote a couple weeks ago, and with all of our lovely breakup songs and sad songs, this one kind of fits right in the middle. This is a love song. It's kind of like love letters. This is called Only You Can Know.
It's brand new.
Maybe I'll remember April or over the rainbow. This year so close, all the tensions I play over and over and over again. When I'm sleeping, my old guitar, dry old wood, paint on his heart, goes to play to keep away the bitter. Tender vibrations impossible to see, and help me rest all if I get lost where my home boots round in the sweet, sweet woods, a creek running down, swollen pepper pine holds the ice so tight, moss grows and hard, air thin and light. Only you can know the fine. Been down so many times together. All the cowboy songs you started to sing, got an old mine in the sky, and all the things in the rainbows of the rain.
Well, we're going to do a song that we wrote. It's a song about war, since there always seems to be one going on. And this comes from the veterans' wives' perspective. It's called When Was the War?
Where my stay still so long and never give up. I watch as a silent shape through the street. Black holes heat and violent stream. When was war? I know, I know. Sooner or later we all come home. When was war?
Street Cafe. We've got a lot of friends who, it seems like everybody plays here. You guys are lucky to have such a nice spot.
And you guys are great. Thank you. Because believe it or not, we have played a show before where people did not clap. So we don't take it for granted.
Wow.
It was in New York City.
Did you hear the reaction?
That was our reaction too. It was really weird because it was like a, you know, a tiny little place. There's tables and chairs set up. No one's talking. They're all looking at us. So we're like, oh great, this is a nice little situation. We play a song, and everybody looks at you like, are you done? Well, why don't you play another one? I mean, it was weird. It's
really weird. Totally weird.
Could be worse. Don't even smile in Boston. Oh man, well, we haven't played there, so to look out for Boston. What about Cambridge? Is Cambridge not really Boston? Is that
it's
as
worse.
Bad too?
It's worse.
It's not worse. It's just
as
bad.
Well, Cambridge is
Cambridge.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you want to do long journey?
Sure.
All right. We're gonna do another. I don't know if you can tell, we really like bluegrass music. We're going to do another bluegrass song called Long Journey Home, and Keggy's going to play the mandolin. Yay! This is one of our faster numbers. Thank you guys again for feeding the jar, and we have an email list too, so we love it. If we don't bombard you with emails, we just do a once a month thing, letting you know when we're playing, and we're planning on coming back up north in March, so we'll see if we make it into this area. Thanks.
Okay, here's a really old duet. Long Journey Home.
I'm sick and lonesome and I'm feeling kind of blue.
of false starts. It's been a couple days since we played a show, and for some reason. Oh, thanks. Thank you.
More notes.
More notes.
Human. Human, as they say in New York.
Human.
Human.
Okay.
I think we should do Why Don't You Come and Sing With Me.
Okay, sounds great. Okay, you know that song, right?
Awesome.
Yeah, this is a Hazel Dickens song. Hazel, wow. She's a great songwriter, and just to hear her sing, she's got so much like power and spirit and good stuff going behind her voice. I believe she's in her 70s now and has had a stroke, but that hasn't kept her back. She still tours and plays a lot and, I guess, writes songs, too. And this is one that she wrote that we just love. It is a song about death, but we like songs about death.
It paints a really pretty picture. Not, there's just some really nice lines in it. A pretty picture of death, if you will.
Who likes happy songs anyway?
There's no problem. Oh, sorry.
Sad songs, happy.
Oh, you like happy songs? I'm sorry. I take it back. No, we love.
We like
sad
happy songs.
Songs
too. I promise.
In my home, beyond. shaking hands and singing a song.
Thank you very much.
Do you one more of our very sad songs, and then we'll do a gospel song, and then we'll do another song, and then we'll turn it on over to Dr. Gasp. This song was the last one we wrote before finishing up our record, and I told you we were living in a barn, and it was really cold in Virginia, believe it or not. It was like 3 degrees, and we had to turn off our heat to make this recording burn. And we'd had some really, really good friends living on the same farm that we lived on, whose relationship ended after about 5 years, and it was really, really sad for us because we were very good friends with them. And again, when you're an artist, when you're a painter, or in our case, writers, you write about it, sort of heal and get through it. And this song is about that, and it's called How We Used to Be. It's kind of like a conversation between the two people.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
All the same. same as dancing sand. Lost again, the love I found.
Gospel song. This is called Ain't No Grave. I have to really rip it on this song because you have to hold out notes really long, so I always get excited as this comes at the end of the set. Good night, guys. Really? One person laughed? All right.
Well, there ain't no grave.
Get up out of the ground. Time Endured, do you know
that?
You play that?
Oh man, I would love to play that, but not currently. It's a great tune. Great tune. Love to hear Tim O'Brien sing this.
We're going to do that first request.
I promise, Karen.
And then.
Okay.
All right. We really do have two more so that we can allow Dr. Gasp to get up here. This next song that we're going to do is was made famous by Johnny Cash. It needs no introduction.
Thank you.
Thank you. This has been a real pleasure playing for you. And And we're going to leave you with a Carter Family song. This is called So I'm on the Mountain. We like to think of this as a good karma song for you all to go on down the road with. So I'm on the mountain, reap them in the valley. You're going to reap just what you sow. And again, we're the Honeydew Drops. You can get us at thehoneydewdrops.com, and there's a contact page if you just feel like shooting us an email to say hi. And we do have CDs, t-shirts, and a tip bucket up here for us to get home. And thank you all again.
Written in the valley, so I'm on the mountain, written in the valley, so I'm on the mountain, written in the valley. You're gonna reap just what you sow. If you've been a gambler, you bet what you gamble. If you've been a gambler, you bet what you gamble. If you've been a gambler, you bet what you gamble. You're gonna reap just what you sow. So I'm on the mountain, written in the valley, so I'm on the mountain, written in the valley, so I'm on the mountain, written in the valley. You're gonna reap just what you sow.
If you've been a liar, you bet what you liar. If you've been a liar, you bet what you liar. If you've been a liar, you bet what you liar.
You're gonna reap just what you sow. So I'm on the mountain, written in the valley, so I'm on the mountain, written in the valley, so I'm on the mountain, written in the valley. You're gonna reap just what you sow.
We're going to do an a cappella song, and we're going to step out in front of the microphones and sort of do it the way it's supposed to be done. This is a song called Bright Morning Stars.
Oh, who is right